Time to talk fishing. Our next guest lives and breathes fishing, literally. Sam Beckman from Two Bent Rods is a leader in the Women's Recreational Fishing Network, runs Council's Healthy and Active Fishing Program. Sam's also the organiser behind the Aussie Junior Fishing Classic, getting kids off their screens and into the water. Today, we're talking tilapia, biosecurity rules, and everything coming up this September. Welcome back, Sam.
Hi, Deb, and to everybody listening. Well, September is gearing up to be a busy month with plenty of fishing activities and programs. Active holidays bookings for the City of Moreton open up this Thursday at 10 a.m. So make sure you jump on their website, check out all the different activities that you can try out. Although the fishing program is by far the best. I may be a bit biased. We will be at the following locations, Sandstone Point, Woody Point, Deception Bay and Ballara. And as I said, bookings are through council, so make sure you jump on their site. Get in quick because the fishing normally does fill up pretty quickly. Next weekend, we'll be running a program at Woody Point for Council's Healthy and Active program. There are only a couple of tickets left. If you miss out, please pop your name on the waiting list. Then the powers that be can see how many people would have liked to have come along and hopefully adjust the amount of programs needed to accommodate everyone. Zakiya first joined us as a teenager attending various council programs. After coming along for more than a year, he asked if there might be an opportunity to work with us. He has now been a junior fishing instructor for around a year, and it has been really wonderful to watch it grow. And his mum, Jasmine, initially stayed on site while Zakiya completed his shifts, and she has since become one of our senior instructors, and the two often now work alongside each other. So you never know what's going to happen after you come to one of our programs. With the weather starting to warm up, tilapia are starting to get more active. You might see their nests. They resemble dinner plate-sized depressions on the bottom of the river or lake, and they often occur close together, making the shallows look like they're covered in small craters. Tilapia build these nests as part of their breeding cycle. The male creates a shallow crater to attract the female and provide a suitable place for her to lay eggs. He then guards the nest, chasing away other fish and potential predators. Once the eggs are fertilised, the female typically gathers them in her mouth and carries them for protection. This is known as mouth brooding. One way to target tilapia is to go nest hopping, putting bait, normally bread or worms, or even lures near the nests, forcing the male to defend his territory. Tilapia are an invasive species and as such come under Queensland biosecurity laws. Two Bent Rods have a biosecurity permit to have these in our possession, especially at the comps and travelling when we need to dispose of them. For anyone targeting them, you need to know the rules, and this is for a couple of reasons. The first one is we really don't want them spread any further than they already are. Secondly, there can be some big fines, especially if tilapia are moved alive. Here are a few rules that must be followed. If you catch a tilapia or carp, you must dispatch the fish or kill it as humanely as possible. Although it is a pest, it is still a living creature and should be treated as such. One of the quickest and easiest ways to do this is to use a brain spike or a knife, and their brain sits just above the eye. You're not allowed to put the fish back in the water, dead or alive. You're not allowed to use it for bait. You're not allowed to consume it. So penalties will apply if you're caught doing any of this. Once you've dispatched it, you need to either bin it or bury it, and it needs to be buried above the high tide mark and not just left on the bank. Tilapia is one of the most farmed and eaten fish throughout the world. However, they are not native to Australia and they wreak havoc on our ecosystem and native species, forcing them to compete for food and oxygen. Pest fish can quickly degrade a water system. And unfortunately, you can purchase them at the fish markets and some restaurants have them on their menu. Although this is legal, because they've been important, I believe it sends mixed messaging. Tilapia are a relatively easy fish to catch and are great for beginners. Use a pencil or a bubble float with a very light sinker or a split shot sinker. Use small hooks. Cast beside the crater rather than directly into it and slowly guide the bait to within the fish's view. You can also use an unweighted rig. We're hoping to get a couple of pest fishing comps and activities up and running in the Moreton region over the next few months, and fingers crossed we can make this happen. Also coming up with the school holidays is the Aussie Junior Fishing Classic. We've had a few kids in the news with their achievements, and the comp runs from 19th of September to the 10th of October with 15 categories, including a rubbish category, and beginners are encouraged. We have nightly random prize draws throughout the comp. And as you know, at Two Bent Rods, we are mainly for the kids. So I have launched the AJFC Ambassador Program. This is a competitive program where the kids in the 13 to 17 year age group will send in a fishing report, preferably on a video as well as written, and a few will be chosen locally and throughout Australia. And one of the aims of the program is to help it open some doors in the industry for the kids and maybe introduce them to people who can help them to get a foot in the door. And I know the kids are hesitant to do it, as a lot feel very uncomfortable and awkward doing the videos, or even writing for that matter. If I could encourage them just to give a go and understand that the magic happens when you get out of your comfort zone. Once you do it once, the next time get easier. I know I used to struggle with nerves before this program, but over time I've been able to put them aside and just have a go. So if you have a young fisher in your family and they're obsessed and want to follow their passion, I'll assign them up as an entrant to the comp. And they can fish anywhere throughout Australia and encourage them to apply for the Ambassador Program. Winners will receive an entry into all the 2027 AGFC comps plus receive an Ambassador fishing shirt. Well, that's it for me, and I hope to see you out fishing.
Great chat today. We covered tilapia, biosecurity rules, and getting the kids hooked on fishing and off screens this school holidays. Big thanks to Sam Beckman, leader with the Women's Recreational Fishing Network, co-founder of Two Bent Rods, organiser of the City of Moreton's Healthy and Active Fishing Program, and the brains behind the Aussie Junior Fishing Classic. If you love today's tips, don't stop there. Catch more of Sam's podcasts, packed with great fishing tips and tricks. Jump on 1015fm.com.au.